Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Thursday, the 7th of July, 2011. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's Numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts give a bit more information. And today, we're in Psalm 130, verse 3. It reads, "If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?" So now we're getting a clue as to the heart of the psalmist's distress. What is this distress? It is guilt, something we can all relate to. It is interesting that after the initial cries for mercy in this psalm, out of his depth he's crying. He's asking for mercy, asking God to be attentive to him in verses 1 and 2. After this, this mercy he's asking for, it seems that he's now ready to say that his suffering is caused by sin, his own sin. That's why the psalm is among the penitential psalms, as they're called, which we talked about in the overview of the psalm a couple of podcasts ago. Now, we cause practical and physical suffering to ourselves and those around us by our own sin. Isn't that true? For example, Achan in Joshua chapter 7, who took some things he wasn't supposed to take. In fact, he was specifically warned against doing so, so that the people of Israel could be holy in the new land they were inheriting. And he's confronted by Joshua, and in chapter 7, verse 20 and 21, Achan replied, "It's true, I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel. This is what I have done. When I saw in the plunder a beautiful robe from Babylonia, 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them. They're hidden in the ground inside my tent with the silver underneath." Well, they go to the tent, they dig, they find, and Joshua and the whole company of Israel take Achan to with all the stuff that he had stolen, along with his sons and daughters, verses 24, 25, 26, his cattle, donkeys, and sheep, his tent, take it to the valley of Achor, another word for trouble. Joshua said, "Why have you brought this trouble on us? The Lord will bring trouble on you today." Israel stoned him. After they'd stoned the rest, they burned them. They heaped up a big pile of rocks. It's still there to this day. The Lord turned from his fierce anger. The trouble came upon Achan, but it came upon those he loved, and it came, in a sense, upon the whole community of God's people. That's one thing that happens when we are in sin, and we cause spiritual suffering to ourselves as well as perhaps sometimes practical and physical suffering. Romans chapter 6, verses 20 to 21, Paul says, "When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death." And the death he's talking about here is not so much physical death, but spiritual death, a separation from God. Sin has devastating effects on our lives, both practically, physically, and spiritually. So, the question is, what do we do with our sin? Do we hide it or try and hide it, like Achan? Or do we try and rationalize it, as happens so much in this world? Oh no, we know that we cannot stand before the Holy God. That's why he says, "O Lord, if you kept a record of sins, who could stand?" None of us can. But the good news is, for a Christian, that Jesus can stand before God. Romans 6, 22 to 23, he is the answer. Now that you've been set free from sin and become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's the offer. Jesus can stand, therefore we have hope. "Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is Love, who ever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands. My name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart." What a great hymn that is. Because he stands there, we can stand before God in confidence, and we can walk into God's presence at any time of day, any moment, to find the grace that we need. Hebrews 4:16. Receiving mercy, find grace to help us in our time of need. We can approach the throne of grace with confidence. This truth and this love makes all the difference when we come to God and are conscious of our sin. We need to bring our sin to him. He will keep no record of sin that is surrendered to him. Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 4. Until then, if you want to find out more about our church work, it's nwlcc.org. I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.